The Kahuku Farm Cafe is painted bright yellow with dark brown trim and is located at the entrance of the 140-acre Matsuda Fukuyama Farm on Oahu's windy north shore.
This is originally my dad and I, you know, our idea. And I think originally when we told people, okay, we've got it, let's do a smoothie stand on the farm. This was about 10 years ago. They thought we were crazy. You know, what do you mean you're going to put a smoothie stand on the farm?
Kylie Matsuda Lum, a fourth-generation farmer, is the driving force behind the new venture. But a decade ago, ag tourism was unknown in Hawaii, and she was met by a complicated set of state, county, and business regulations intended to protect ag lands from commercialization.
It's a lot harder than we ever thought. We wanted to open our farm to the public, let the average person come and see our fields, how we grow things, learn about, you know, what it takes to grow food in Hawaii.
After 7 years in the permitting process and key ag tourism legislation, the farm cafe finally opened in October 2010 with a ramped walkway leading to a rear deck with dining tables under a canopied lawn. A tractor-pulled wagon ride tour was added a year later, followed by a full farm fresh menu at the cafe, including ice cream and fruit drinks. To the Matsuda's surprise, residents from the surrounding community and not the tourist were the ones who visited the cafe the most because of the food. Part-time La'ie Elementary School teacher Laurie Porter is a weekly customer.
I come here to get my papaya. I've got some eggplant and bananas here. And their food is delicious. I like the panini grilled veggie sandwich. It's to die for.
And BYU Hawaii senior Taylor Rippey and her friends visit the cafe for a treat.
My favorite is the Lilikoi cooler, and the farm pizza is amazing too.
School groups are also visiting in greater numbers, and Matsuda Lum says education is important in developing long-term relationships for the farm.
Apple bananas can get spotty and, you know, not as pretty on the outside, but the inside is perfect and sweet. So at a young age, when they come in, go on a school tour, we give them the one specifically with the spots on it so they can open it up, see nothing's wrong with it, and then taste it and know that it's sweet.
Board of Agriculture Chair Russell Kokubun says Kahuku Farm was one of the first family-owned businesses to invest in the production of value-added products, and Matsuda Lum was one of the first to redefine farming by serving farm-fresh products on the farm.
Her persistence and the family's persistence, I think, really demonstrated how the new generation of farmer sees these opportunities as other ways to benefit, you know, not just produce, sell, back to production. Yeah, she represents that new wave of creative thinkers.
Matsuda Lum says her entire family, husband, father, mother, sister, and mother-in-law, are all involved in the farm. Matsuda Lum says if farmers cannot make a decent livelihood, farmers won't farm.
It is a very risky part of the food chain, so we're hoping that our new venture here will provide some balance to our operation so that when something does hit us in the field, because it's inevitable, it will at one point or another, we're hoping that this will help to maintain our business and to help carry us through those times.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.